Hello, and welcome to Portraits of Us, a photo story of our community, the podcast, where we celebrate the artists, creatives, educators, entrepreneurs, and the everyday people shaping our community one story at a time. I'm your host, Robes Garcia, and today we're thrilled to highlight a true Renaissance figure in San Antonio's creative scene. Our guest is James Borrego, a filmmaker, producer, actor, director, musician, and teaching artist. His work stretches across the arts, influencing not only films and music, but also the next generation of storytellers he inspires in the classroom. Today, we'll dig into James's creative process, his passion for mentoring young artists, and how his work reflects the vibrant spirit of San Antonio. This is a conversation you won't want to miss. So anyway, we're here with James Borrego. He is a filmmaker, musician, actor, and educator. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about a little bit about his history growing up on the southwest side of San Antonio.
Yeah. So I went to Harlandale High School. My dad went to Harlandale High School, my brother, my sister. But it really started with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was the one that introduced us to different types of music. Yeah. We were always listening to the radio. Whether that was, you know, Mexican music, traditional Mexican music, mm-hmm. On KCOR. And then it was KDA where we'd play conjunto music mm-hmm. a lot. And that influenced my dad. My dad became an accordion player mm-hmm. and she bought him an accordion. He bugged her until she bought him a two row button, you know, accordion horner. And he just practiced at night listening to records and picked
self-taught.
It up. Self-taught. Wow. So, and then so we grew up listening to him and watching him perform. Occasionally, we'd end up at bailes and quinceañeras, mm-hmm. and I would remember just watching him was a big deal. But I was gravitated towards the drummer, right? Yeah. The drummer was, and his name was Jimmy, and I just saw him recently at my dad's funeral, and I told him how how impressed I was, and that's. I always wanted to play drums. That, to me, just came naturally.
So after high school, did you go straight into the military or did you go to college for
No. I joined the military right away. I mean, I joined, pre-enlistment. I was 17 years old.
And that was the United States Air Force?
Air Force, yeah. I went to the Air Force. And I didn't travel much. I went to Europe briefly, and then I came back, ended up in San Antonio. And it wasn't until, at that time, that's when Jesse was already moving on to Cal Arts. Mm-hmm. And then the Cal Arts turned into the fame thing.
Yeah. And around that time, what were you doing as far as your...
I was still in the Air Force, not really considering re-enlisting and not really knowing what to do. So the big thing that happened for me was that I went to visit Jesse in L.A., mm-hmm. And he took me to a day in the life of an actor.
Yeah.
So, 6 o'clock in the morning, he's got to roll up to MGM Studios. And we're talking about the MGM Studios, man.
Back when it was MGM.
Right. Yeah. It was MGM, And, we're talking about Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. It was just an amazing, amazing thing to watch the production of it. And that was it, man. I was interested in photography at that time.
Yeah.
I had bought myself a camera, the Canon AE-1. So I was already getting into photography and I was reading the books, Ansel Adams and trying to learn all that. I was just immersing myself in that. But then when I saw the cinematographer on set and started talking to them, man, I was just like, man, this is a pretty good job. And it was the first time that I saw production as people just doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, this is a career. What? Yeah. It's not just acting and it's not just, there's actual work being done. So to me, not thinking that I was, an actor or performer, I went, hey, there's a space for us behind the scenes. Like mm-hmm. this is where I can live. So, the cinematographer that worked for Fame says, hey man, I'm a graduate of the Air Force Film School. Mm-hmm. Air Force has a film school. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, you should go back and see if you can try to get into, you're going to have to cross list out of your field, which I was in the medical field. Don't ask me how I got into that. It was just one of those, you get placed into a job and that's what you do. So I came back and I inquired into getting into the film school and they had told me, no, they made it all civilian. Mm-hmm. they civilianized it. You know, anybody that's in the field now is going to cycle out, and then it's just going to be all civilian. They're getting rid of that field. And I was like, oh, that, then I guess I'm out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had big dreams. Jesse was doing a play in New York. So I went to NYU and I talked to some of the people there, and everything looked good. It's just, it's extremely expensive, man. Mm-hmm. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. There was no way, practically, I was going to do it without getting into a lot of debt, man, you know. Yeah. And we're talking about, you know, like I said, hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt for no, there's no guarantee they're going to get a job, you know. Yeah. So I went, you know, what's the next best thing? So I ended up coming back to community college at SAC, and it was great because I got to touch the equipment right away. It's, you know, it was a good experience, but, you know, that's what kind of started me on that journey, man.
Yeah. And you've worked on several different projects since then, mm-hmm. as on the camera crew, mm-hmm. and what other aspects of production?
I've pretty much done it all. I've worked in the sound department, camera crew. I've worked in, you know, as a production assistant, on-set production assistant with the assistant directors. Grips, lighting, I mean, you name it, man. I mean, that's basically how you get into the field, is that you have to kind of do a little bit of everything. And, exactly. And especially if you're not, because you understand that the film industry they're skilled technicians. And in order to get skilled as a technician, you have to do X amount of hours to get into the union. And then once you're in the union, then you can, you know, start following a path, right? Mm-hmm. You know, living in San Antonio or even in Austin at that time, it's very difficult to have a career in just one field. So you have to do a little bit of everything.
If you enjoyed this small sample of James's interview and would like to view his full video podcast interview or any of our other guest interviews, please go to Portraits of Us, a photo story of our community's website at portraitsofus.net.